Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Daily Ticker time on a Thursday morning. Don't forget, Sam Monson's going to join us coming up at 8:15. Quick breaking news in college basketball. We'll get to Roy Williams is retiring in North Carolina.
I'm not shocked.
That's I mean, he's up there in age, but that's a wide opening in college basketball. It's a big deal, man.
And you had a really good point in the break, but we can get to that a little bit later.
Yeah, don't go after Dana, all right? Keep your hands off him. Okay, let's get to big pro day yesterday on the NFL. Quite possibly the number one non-quarterback on the board in the upcoming NFL draft. Kyle Pitts out of Florida. An incredible year last year. Joining us now to talk about that. And another player from Florida who might be going in the first round. Adam Silverstein. He's the owner and managing editor at Only Gators, at Only Gators on Twitter. He is at Silverstein Adam on Twitter. Adam, thanks for the time this morning, man. We appreciate it. What stood out yesterday? Pro day. I'm hearing all these rave reviews, 40 times, it's vertical, all this stuff. What stood out? And what did the scouts have to say about the pro day, your tight end yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, let me just put it this way. Kyle Pitts is, a unicorn. And to call him that for a tight end in 2021 really says something, considering the quality and variety of tight ends that we've seen over the years. But he's just an extremely special player. The athleticism, obviously, is off the charts, a 4.44 40-yard dash. And that's at a school where, you know, some schools, they do the 40. It's a little bit faster than it actually is at the combine. Florida's actually not one of those schools. It's generally pretty spot on or even a little bit slower. So Pitts has just honestly shocked scouts with his athleticism. But for those that have followed the team and watched the program for an extended period of time, it's really no surprise. The guy is a very unique, very special player at the tight end position.
Yeah, Adam, that's a good note because I felt like I saw that yesterday, that Florida, for more schools than any other, like their 40 times at their pro days, they end up running faster at the NFL combine. So that's incredible to think if that happens for him and his stock is already as high as it could possibly be as a non-quarterback. I'm curious, where do you think when you look in the league, his size is interesting, right? He falls into this category of, do you put him at a tight end slot the way that Kelce, Kittle, et cetera? Or is it a guy with his speed, his athleticism, his route running, you think eventually will get moved to wide receiver? How do you view him being used in the modern day NFL?
Well, that's the really interesting thing about him, because if you think back to Calvin Johnson when he came out of school, everyone was saying he's almost too big to be a receiver at the NFL level. But of course, then he goes and plays receiver and is one of the greatest of all time, right? Mm-hmm. So now you have Kyle Pitts and they're like, well, he's almost too small or too athletic to be a tight end. But why are you going to move this guy from a position where he has found success, even at the collegiate level, playing 8 games for the Gators just in 2020, that if he had played an entire season and he had been healthy for the entire season, who knows what kind of numbers this guy would have put up? I think the biggest and most important thing with Kyle Pitts is that you don't necessarily need a position to define him. He's large enough where you line him up at tight end, that's his primary position. But if you need to split him out wide, you're not, you know, taking away from the athleticism and speed that you would otherwise get from a receiver there by putting the tight end out wide. So it's a can't-lose situation, and that's really why he's such a unique player. And there's some, you know, I don't know if I can go so far as to say he he's the number one player in the draft in terms of overall talent if I had a big board. But he's two if he's not number one. And he's just that talented, that unique. And by the way, that could have a kid as well. So you have to take that into consideration also.
Yeah, because Adam Silverstein is our guest. He's the owner of Only Gators. Give it a follow on Twitter, at Only Gators. He is at Silverstein Adam. On the tight end note, I didn't watch him as closely, obviously, as you did. I know he put up incredible numbers last year, even though he was banged up for a chunk of the season. How big of a red flag is his blocking? I mean, is he not considered a good blocker? Is he an okay blocker, average blocker? Is that a red flag at all? I'm just curious on that front.
No, I mean, he's a good blocker. I don't think he's otherworldly where you're going to say that that's the primary use of him or one of the main ways you're going to deploy him. If you're drafting Kyle Pitts, you're drafting to catch footballs and score touchdowns, right? That's the number one goal. So anything else that he does from a blocking aspect is gravy almost. You look at even a tight end in the NFL happened to like the Dolphins, like Mike Gesicki, and you say, well, it took him a little bit of time to develop and learn how to block at an NFL level. But from the jump, the guy was able to catch and run, right? So if Kyle Pitts, coming out of Florida, is already a better blocker than many pass-catching tight ends that you would see in the NFL draft, and then you're going to develop him on an NFL staff, hopefully a capable one, then really the sky's the limit for him in that context. But again, I think if you're drafting Kyle Pitts, you're drafting him as an offensive weapon, and being able to use him at the line of scrimmage is just a bonus. Yeah.
Well, and Adam, I think I would add to that, if you look at the NFL draft order, I just, maybe I'll be wrong on this, but it doesn't seem that Atlanta's moving on from Matt Ryan. I don't know if they'll really take a quarterback. Talk about offensive weapons, you would throw him in with Ridley, Julio Jones. That is a frightening combo. Whether that's 4 or at 5 to Cincy or 6 to Miami, when you look at the NFL draft and the way he is shooting up the mocks, is there one that you kind of circle and say you'd like to see him with blank team?
Well, look, I kind of gave it away a little bit ago. I'm going to be a little bit selfish here. I live in South Florida. I am a Miami Dolphins fan. And what I can tell you is Tua Tagovailoa, they just signed Will Fuller. They have Gesicki in that other tight end spot. They're trying to build offensive weapons around a team that almost got into the playoffs despite being absolutely horrendous the year before. They're building something really special in Miami, and if you add Kyle Pitts to that mix, you have something really special. But other than that, Atlanta would be the landing spot. I just don't see any way that Pitts gets past 6 because you have really Jamar Chase and Kyle Pitts. And, yeah, I know someone may take Jalen Waddle instead or they like Devonta Smith. Those guys are extremely talented, and really I don't know that you can go wrong out of those 4 playmakers. But between Chase and Pitts, I think one's going to go 4, one's going to go 6, and – I think they're both off the board really quickly. He would fit in fantastic with Atlanta. But the question is, even if they're not ready to move on from Matt Ryan, are you really going to give up the opportunity to pick 4th in the draft and possibly snag that successor? You do need to look to the future if you're Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing to consider is they could potentially trade the pick, fall back a little. You know, there's a lot of teams that wanted that Dolphins pick that may be willing to settle for number 4, depending, you know, who is taking number 3. So. Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to say.
That's a good point, yeah. If a team still needs a quarterback, maybe somebody swoops in there at 4, hell, even 5 with Cincinnati, because those teams are not likely, at least, to take a quarterback. I did want to sneak in a question. I don't know if – I'm assuming they all had their pro days yesterday, but you obviously know more than I do about this. Kadarius Toney is a guy who I remember watching, and he was a speedster and a ton of fun to watch in college. But, you know, we hear these NFL – Jamar Chase is getting a ton of attention, Devonta Smith, Jalen Waddle, as you mentioned. Some of these high-end guys are getting a lot of focus, but feels like a draft for maybe some of the other guys might fall under the radar and be great value picks end of the first round, early second round. What do you make of Toney, his fit in the NFL, and just kind of where mocks are having him going right now?
Yeah, Toney is that sleeper for me. He is, and again, I'm a little biased just because I happen to cover Florida, but he's that first round sleeper at the playmaker position where you can put him onto a team and in year one, it's possible he could have a Tyreek Hill type of impact. I'm not saying that he will necessarily be the same player long term in the NFL, but he has athleticism. He's great hands. He's very smart with the football. He can get himself into trouble by trying to do too much a little bit. But then on the other hand, if you are doing the comp to Tyreek Hill, he doesn't really come in with the same off-field concerns that Tyreek Hill did at the time. So it's an extremely talented player. And could you imagine a team like the Green Bay Packers at the back of the draft getting Kadarius Toney? Oh, my God. Like, you want to talk about explosive offense, add him to that mix and that team – And, you know, who knows? That could be the missing piece offensively.
Don't worry. Green Bay will draft another quarterback and screw it up.
He'll find a way to screw that one up. Adam Silverstein, great stuff. Covers the Gators, onlygators.com. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Silverstein Adam. We really appreciate the time, man. I know it's kind of a last-second book, but we're paying attention to what Kyle Pitts is doing. He's a ton of fun to watch, and we might have to catch up again here soon. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, I could talk for an hour about Kyle Pitts, so happy to come on anytime. Don't worry.